Washington County Little League All-Stars are on the air. Today's game, Washington County 50-70 Baseball versus Brian Harvey, is made possible by Dominant Associates, Woodson Lumber Company, Schleider Furniture and Mattress, Blinn College, Hody Real Estate, Bluebell Creamery, Wellman Insurance, BBR Materials, Mr. Windshield, Citizen State Bank, Washington Animal Clinic, Collier Construction, Conjura Tile, Felder's By and By, Boo Christensen with Hody Real Estate, K&H Portable Toilets, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Computer Helpers, La Morelos Meat Market, Texas Farm Credit, Plan North Architecture, H-E-B and Brenham, Bilski Waterwell Service, Brenham National Bank, Whitner Plumbing, Nicholson Lake Road RV Park, Whataburger in Brenham, Thielemann General Contractor, Seidel Schrader, Miller Electric, The Paint Warehouse, Double D Glass Services, Altman Dentistry, Guadalajara Restaurant, Redstone Custom Homes, and Thrivin Financial Group. We'll go to the field for the pregame with your host, Stephen Drain, after these words from our sponsors.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. And for more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham wishes to congratulate the Washington County All-Star teams currently competing in the Little League Sectional Tournament.
Mr. Windshield in Brenham is a proud supporter of the Washington County All-Stars. As a business in the Washington County area, Mr. Windshield prides themselves on giving the community the best service at the greatest prices. They can fix any repair from a small chip in your window to quickly replacing your complete windshield or window. For all your auto glass needs, call them today or visit them online at MrWindshieldInc.com. The Mr. Windshield crew would like to wish the Washington County All-Stars and coaches good luck.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park invites you to support the Washington County All-Star teams this summer by attending their tournaments. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with the Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Washington County All-Stars! Here's wishing you a great season from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park Project.
Felder's By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's By and By at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenience store.
Step up to the plate with summer flavor at Whataburger. After the big All-Star game, families can swing by for fresh, made-to-order burgers, crispy fries, and ice-cold drinks that hit it out of the park. From post-game team meals to late-night cravings after practice, Whataburger is the perfect stop for players, parents, and fans alike. Whether celebrating a win or shaking off a tough inning, they're serving up hometown favorites all season long. Visit your local Whataburger today and make every game day taste like a championship victory.
And welcome everyone out to Bryan, Texas. We're at Midtown Park again for some 50-70 baseball action coming at you tonight. Washington County Little League versus Brian Harvey. Best two out of three series here. Two teams in the sectional tournament over here. Last night, Brian Harvey was victorious over Washington County 9-4. So we're set up today where Washington County will have to win both games to advance. If not, Brian Harvey wins one game, and they'll advance on to the state tournament. And we'll be back with more of our pregame show after a word from our sponsors.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept designs, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Little League All-Stars. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the youth during the Little League All-Star Games.
Conjuratile Incorporated at 1004th North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Conjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Conjura family since 1967, and they are avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Conjura Tile congratulate the Washington County boys and girls for making the Little League All-Star teams and wish them luck during the tournaments this summer. Conjura Tile thanks all the coaches, parents, and Little League Association for making this experience possible for our young people. Go Washington County!
Tilghman Construction, your hometown builder since 1956, has earned a reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. Celebrating 70 years of providing quality service to the community, trust their experienced team to get the job done your way. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tilghman Construction. Visit online at tilghmanhomes.com. To make your building visions come to life.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
Looking to buy? Wanting to sell? Hody Real Estate is here to serve the needs of Central Texas and beyond. With office locations in downtown Brenham, Round Top, and Belleville, visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 979-836-8532 to speak with an agent. They have local experience with a global reach. Get the most exposure for your listings and list with the leaders here at Hody Real Estate. Hody Real Estate wishes all of the Washington County Little League teams good luck during All-Stars.
And welcome back out here to Midtown Park in Bryan, Texas, as we get set for Little League action coming at you tonight. 50-70 baseball coming at you. Washington County going to be taking on Brian Harvey here, best two out of three series. Washington County out on the field right now, warming it up, getting ready for tonight's action. Last night for Washington County, a little bit on the rough side for them. First three innings, gave up 9 runs, but then settled in and held Brian Harvey without a run the rest of the way. Washington County just unable to come out on top of those. They were only able to score 4 runs here. Final score last night was 9-4 out here, so that sets up today's action. So if Washington County wins game one here, we'll play a game two 30 minutes later. So best two out of three series to see who's going to go to the state tournament in 50-70 baseball. And it's a nice warm afternoon out here at the park. Got a little bit of breeze and some rain showers kind of behind us. Hopefully that'll hold off so we can get everything in without any delays. But shouldn't have any cancellations as the field here is all turf. So with that being said, we'll send it back to the studio and we'll be back with more pregame action after a word from our sponsors.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woods & Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way, with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woods & Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
Seidel Schrader congratulates the members of the Washington County All-Star Teams. As a trusted advisor to the Brazos Valley since 1967, Seidel Schrader provides tax planning and preparation, assurance, and valuation services. And they are honored to be recognized again as a regional leader by Accounting Today. Seidel Schrader is committed to serve and elevate their clients, communities, and team. Seidel Schrader recognizes the hard work and dedication of these athletes and wishes the Washington County All-Stars good luck in their tournaments.
Saturday morning at the ballpark, team pictures, extra innings, post-game ice cream. Those are the moments kids remember. And you can keep making memories long after the final out with a family getaway to Nicholson Lake Road RV Park in Chapel Hill. Peaceful, family-friendly, and the perfect place to unwind. The season may only last a few months, but family memories last forever. Make your next getaway to Nicholson Lake Road RV Park, proud sponsor of tonight's Little League game.
Hey, All-Star fans, I'm Blaine Baker.
And I'm Mace Ayler.
And I'm Mac Ayler, and we are honored to play ball for Washington County.
And we are proud to say our smile is big thanks to Altman Dentistry.
Located at 1306 South Bluebelt Road in Brenham, Texas.
Dr. Mike Altman.
And Dr. Rob Knowles.
Help keep your teeth strong and your smile game day ready.
Thanks, Altman Dentistry, for supporting Washington County All-Stars and helping us shine and on off the field.
Whitner Plumbing LLC in Brenham has served this area for over 40 years, specializing in residential, commercial, and industrial plumbing, fixtures, and supplies. They stock Rheem water heaters and Delta and American Standard brand fixtures. For repairs, remodeling, or new construction, your needs will be met at Whitner Plumbing. Call Whitner Plumbing at 836-3700 or stop by their office at 1806 South Market in Brenham. Whitner Plumbing is proud to support the Washington County Little League. License number RMPL9220.
And welcome back over here to Bryan, Texas, Midtown Park. Very nice facility over here, all turf fields, a little bit of a triplex. That's right behind, if you've ever been over here to watch the Brazos Valley Bombers, we're right out there in right center field is what the field we're on over here. So we're facing directly into the sun today. I'm working on my suntan again over here. It's nice and sunny and warm over here. Had this last night, but we were just a little bit earlier today as we're starting an hour early today with the possibility of two games tonight. So Washington County's out on the field taking their warm-up tosses now, and we'll send it back, and we'll be back with more pregame after a word from our sponsors.
If you're having faulty wiring issues or plumbing problems that are damaging your home, don't wait around for them to get worse. Call Miller Electric and Plumbing for a professional safety inspection today. From electrical upgrades to plumbing repairs, Miller ensures your home is safe, efficient, and up to code. Protect your family and your investment. Visit MOELLERTX.com. That's Miller Electric and Plumbing, where experience meets reliability. Miller Electric and Plumbing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County Little League All-Stars.
There's one word when you think of La Morelos, and that word is fresh. That's because their meat market offers fresh-cut meat to your specifications. They have fresh produce and freshly made Mexican pastries daily. They serve breakfast tacos and lunch plates Monday through Friday. It doesn't get any better or fresher than at La Morelos. Open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. till 9:30 p.m. Visit La Morelos at 1501 South Market in Brenham. The next time you want fresh, La Morelos wishing all the Washington County All-Stars luck on this year's season.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock and limestone base. They have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Call 979-530-5476. That's 530-5476. BVR Materials wish all the Little League All-Stars good luck this season.
Wherever life has taken you, starting a business, buying a home, or managing your money on the go, Citizens State Bank is here for what's next. With modern digital tools, convenient services, and a team that knows you by name, we make banking fit your life. Backed by local people, local decisions, and over 100 years of trust. Learn more at csbtx.bank. Citizens State Bank, here for what's on your horizon. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And welcome back to Bryan, Texas. Are your kids playing in a real Little League? Little League is the world's largest and most respected youth sports program with nearly 2.4 million children and more than 1 million volunteers in dozens of countries around the world. Little League includes baseball and softball program for kids ages 4 to 16. There's the Challenger Division program for kids with physical and mental challenges, too. For those adults interested in starting a genuine Little League in your area, assistance is available from Little League International in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. For more information on Little League, visit the Little League website at www.littleleague.org. So as we await the arrival of the umpires and the meeting at the plate, Washington County's wrapping up their infield now. So it looks like we're going to be on time as I see the umpires hit it down to the field now. And with that, we'll take a break, send it back to the studio for a word from our sponsors.
Washington Animal Clinic. Quality veterinary medicine and surgery for large and small animals. Supports the youth of Washington County. Washington Animal Clinic is especially proud of the Washington County Little League All-Stars and their coaches. Good luck to all of the All-Stars out there from Washington Animal Clinic. 2100 Highway 36 North in Brenham. Keep your pets and livestock happy and healthy. Visit Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North, or call 836-4531 to make your appointment.
Since 1980, K&H Portable Toilets has been bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to this area's county festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves in superior service to the community. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Remember, the job's not finished till the paperwork is done. Go Washington County All-Stars.
Insurance. Not something you enjoy buying, but if you need it, boy, you glad to have it. I'm telling you. Diamond and Associates in Brenham. Your local agent for Germania Insurance can help make buying insurance simple and less stressful. With over 250 years of combined experience, Diamond and Associates will find the best discounts to insure your car or truck, your home, or even your business. To save money on your insurance premiums, contact Diamond and Associates, your trusted local Germania agent at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
Builders Buy and Buy put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenient convenience store.
And welcome back over here to Bryan, Texas, as we're getting set for Washington County Little League 50-70 baseball action coming at you. Washington County taking on Bryan Harvey. Little background on 50-70 baseball. 50 meaning 50 feet from the pitcher's mound to home plate. 70 feet means the bases are 70 feet apart. So it's called an intermediate division. It kind of bridges the gap as the kids transition from the major division of Little League, which is at 40-60. And then transitions into the big field, which is a 60-90 field. Fences here are only 225 feet. We did see a big home run last night for Bryan Harvey over here. Wind is kind of blowing out again today. So might be some long balls hit here on the short field. Age groups kind of vary in this division. You may have some kids as old as 13 and some as young as 11 that are playing this division as they bridge that gap to those 60-90 fields. So umpires are meeting at the plate, and with that, we'll send it back to the studio for a word from our sponsor.
Schleider Furniture and Mattress Company has been helping local families find the perfect seat for generations. From cheering in the bleachers to relaxing together after the game, comfort is where memories are made. Visit Schleider's in downtown Brenham for quality furniture, trusted brands, and hometown service you can count on. The only thing better than a great seat at the ballpark is a great seat at home. Tonight's Little League game is brought to you by Schleider Furniture and Mattress.
Summer's here, and you know what that means. It's All-Star season. Before you travel to the games, stop in a Guadalajara restaurant in Brenham and enjoy your favorite Mexican entree. Or eat the delicious buffet every weekday during lunch and Friday and Saturday in the evening. Having a team get-together to celebrate your wins? Bring your Little League team to Guadalajara and use a private dining room. The next time you're craving Mexican food, head to Guadalajara at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham. Okay.
Washington County students, while you're working hard on the field, on the court, and in the classroom, Blinn College is here to support your next step. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible students can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support in their first year after high school. No financial need required. Use it for academic courses, workforce training, or online classes. Stay close to home and start strong at Blinn College. Learn more and apply at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. And for more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham wishes to congratulate the Washington County All-Star teams currently competing in the Little League Sectional Tournament.
And welcome back out here to Midtown Park, Bryan, Texas, as we get set for baseball action coming at you tonight, 50-70 baseball. Go over our game time weather update. We've got partly cloudy skies over here. Got some clouds behind us. Be nice if they'd roll over us here to block some of the sunshine we got going on here. Temperature is a nice balmy 94 degrees as we got wind blowing out of the south-southeast at about 5 to 10 miles an hour as we get set for action tonight. So a little bit of a breeze that's going to be blowing out to left field over here as we go through the night. Hopefully we can get a little bit of cloud cover to kind of cool it down for us. Otherwise, we're going to be lathering up the sunscreen pretty good tonight as the sun is bearing down on us and probably be that way for most of this first game. Like I said, if Washington County were to win this first game, we'll play a second game 30 minutes after this one, and we'll have that one here live for you also on KWHI. So as we wait for the start of the game, we'll send it back to the studios for a few words from our sponsors.
Attention baseball and softball fans. Brenham National Bank would like to congratulate all of the players representing Washington County as All-Stars this season. Good luck to all on your All-Star tournaments. Play hard, have fun, and make memories that will last a lifetime. From all of us at Brenham National Bank, congratulations, All-Star teams. We're proud to cheer you on every step of the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
This 4th of July, fire up the grill and celebrate in true Texas style with H-E-B. From juicy hand-cut steaks and fresh produce to ice-cold drinks and patriotic desserts, H-E-B has everything you need for an unforgettable Independence Day. Stock up on picnic essentials, festive decorations, and all your favorite H-E-B brand must-haves. Whether you're hosting a backyard barbecue or heading to the lake, make Brenham H-E-B your one-stop shop for your 4th of July fun. Happy Independence Day from your neighborhood H-E-B. Here, everything's better.
When you buy insurance, you should have many choices. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. We provide you with companies you're familiar with, and we're very proud to now be offering Germania Insurance Company. Because Wellman Insurance Agency is an independent agency, we offer you several choices of insurance for your business, auto, home, life, and health. Find more choices when you choose Wellman Insurance Agency, your local Germania agents. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
I only did it once.
I never thought it could happen to me.
I thought I was protected.
But everyone is doing it.
We were just goofing off.
I was just being social.
All of a sudden, everything got crazy.
I know I was protected.
Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham. They can fix your virus.
And welcome back to Midtown Park. As two games going on over here tonight, as they are also hosting the Major Boys baseball sectional tournament back there behind us as they're announcing those fields. Only one PA system here, so last night had a little difficulty hearing the player introductions last night. Had a little difficulty hearing the national anthem, but we'll go over the roster for the Washington County Little League Intermediate 50-70. Baseball team. Number 13, Brody Service. Number 8, Brody Parsons. Number 17, Cooper Krennick. Number 3, Edward Cross. Number 99, Elijah Fuller. Number 43, Foster Parker. Number 8, Jake Church. Number 15, Kingston Frankie. And number 8, Parker Adams. Number 12, Reese Mahalik. Number 10, Ronald Castillo. And number 4, Wyatt Schramm. That is the roster for the Washington County 50-70 All-Stars. And as we await their introductions, we'll send it back to the studios for a word from our sponsors.
Summertime is color time. This summer, why not spend your time off with a home improvement project? You can use this time to try one of the most popular DIY projects, painting. And you can find your favorite color with one of America's most popular paints, Benjamin Moore. The Paint Warehouse in Brenham, 1802 South Market Street. Follow them on Facebook at Paint Warehouse or visit their website, thepaintw.com. That's the PaintW.com.
Start preparing for warmer weather and keep your livestock cool with a new stock tank from Woodson Lumber. They have any size to fit your needs and budget. Woodson Lumber offers a wide range of treated fence posts, barbed wire, and field fence to suit any property size and keep your livestock secured and protected. With expert staff to guide you and high-quality products that cater to your specific needs, Woodson Lumber is your one-stop shop for everything you need to thrive in your farm or ranch. Come visit us today in Brenham, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Tilghman Construction, your hometown builder since 1956, has earned a reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. Celebrating 70 years of providing quality service to the community, trust their experienced team to get the job done your way. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tilghman Construction. Visit online at tilghmanhomes.com. To make your building visions come to life.
Howdy, folks. Boo Christensen here with Hody Real Estate at 112 West Main in Brenham. Look forward to serving all your real estate needs, including residential, farm and ranch, and commercial. Hody Real Estate will get your property the maximum exposure, and of course, I will give you the ultimate service that you've come to expect in your real estate transactions. Stop by Hody Real Estate on Main Street in downtown Brenham, or give me a call at 979-277-8426.
And welcome out here to Midtown Park here in Bryan as we get set for action as player introductions underway on the field over here where we're at. So Washington County's been introduced. Washington County will be the home team tonight. Brian Harvey, the visiting team. Last night was just the opposite as Brian Harvey was home and Washington County was the visiting team. So hopefully different results here tonight for Washington County as they come up short last night. 9-4 was the final. We play seven innings here in this division. So we're going to be here for a little bit as we play a full regulation, what would be a high school baseball game is with the seven completings of play. Should the run rule be in effect? Run rule's in effect after five innings. So hopefully won't reach that tonight unless it's on the good side for Washington County. And as they finish up these introductions here, hopefully we'll have a national anthem for you here shortly. As they're wrapping up the introductions for Brian Harvey now. And all the ground rules being laid out by the public address announcer here.
Any person or persons who publicly criticize the umpires, tournament officials, opposing players, or coaches will be asked to immediately leave the complex and will be barred from the complex for the remainder of the tournament. Tournament officials will ask that all players be placed in their respective dugout and play stop until the offender or offenders leave the complex. Foul language or poor sportsmanship by any spectator will not be tolerated and will result in the offender or offenders being barred from the complex for the remainder of the tournament. Noisemakers such as bells, sirens, whistles, horns, jugs, rocks, and or of any other type are strictly prohibited. Any type of action taken for the obvious intent of distracting the opposing players will absolutely not be permitted. The umpires and tournament officials reserve the right to rule on any noise or action, which they feel is an attempt to distract the opposing players. Additionally, no pictures requiring a flash will be allowed. Any camera used within the complex must have the flash feature disabled. We want everyone to have a memorable time at all of the games. However, we will insist that the focus of the game remain kids. Please do not embarrass yourself, family, and team by violating the ground rules as stated and approved by your respective district administrator. Please stand and remove your caps for the invocation. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to bring together in friendly competition these two teams of outstanding athletes. We ask your blessings to protect them from injury.
We also thank you for the season-long opportunity to instill into these fine youths Little League ideals of honesty, courage, loyalty, respect for authority, and good sportsmanship. May the attainment of these ideals, now and forever, reflect your shining glory. Amen. Please remain standing for the national anthem.
We got the national anthem played there for you, and we'll be ready for first pitch action here shortly. So with that, we'll send it back to the studios for a word from our sponsors.
Every little leaguer dreams of rounding the bases and making it home. And just like baseball, some of life's greatest memories happen there. Family dinners, backyard games, and cheering each other on. When you're ready to build a home where those moments last a lifetime, choose Redstone Custom Homes. The best runs end at home, and so do the best days. Redstone Custom Homes. Built on faith. Built on vision. Built for you. Call Redstone Custom Builders today.
Thrivent is the proud sponsor of the Washington County Little League All-Stars. At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. Let us work with you to create a financial approach that reflects your priorities and helps you protect the things that matter to you, like family and giving back. Call us at 979-836-0693 for an appointment today.
Builders Buy and Buy put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenient convenience store.
And welcome back out here to Midtown Park as we're getting set for baseball action for you here. As a few minute last changes here. Umpire, home plate umpires out there waiting for Washington County to take the field. Washington County be the home team tonight. Be on the third base dugout side. Washington County wearing white, green pinstripe shirts and pants with green numbers. Brian Harvey in white pants, dark navy shirts, with a little bit of red accents on their cap. So set the stage for you there of what we got going on as far as appearance there for everybody. It's a nice warm evening for baseball here. Hopefully that breeze will keep up and keep it down a little bit for make it a little bit more pleasant than what we had last night. So Washington County hit it out to the field now, and strolling out to the mound for Washington County is going to be number 43, Foster Parker, as he'll be the starting pitcher tonight for Washington County. Still waiting on the catcher to get out of the dugout over there. So with that little bit of delay, we'll send it back to the studios real quick for a word from our sponsors.
Looking for a bank that rewards you to get started? At Citizens State Bank, opening a new checking or savings account comes with something extra, a complimentary gift just for you. With local people, local decisions, and service you can trust, we've been helping our neighbors manage their banking needs since 1925. Stop by any CSB location or visit csbtx.bank/newaccountpromo for requirements and eligible accounts. Member FDIC, terms and conditions apply.
Looking to upgrade your outdoor living space? Woodson Lumber has got you covered. Their stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington have a wide selection of treated lumber, and they can special order composite decking to suit any style and budget. Treated lumber is perfect for those looking for a classic and durable option, while composite decking offers a sleek and modern look with low maintenance. With expert advice and a wide variety of options, Woodson Lumber has everything you need to create the outdoor oasis of your dreams. Visit today and start planning your deck renovation.
Washington County students, while you're working hard on the field, on the court, and in the classroom, Blinn College is here to support your next step. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible students can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support in their first year after high school. No financial need required. Use it for academic courses, workforce training, or online classes. Stay close to home and start strong at Blinn College. Learn more and apply at blinn.edu/scholarships.
And welcome back out here to Bryan, Texas, Midtown Park as Foster Parker on the mound for Washington County, finishing up his warm-up tosses here as we get set for action here. Washington County, the home team tonight. Bryan Harvey will be the visiting team over to our first base dugout. So Foster Parker, a tall left-handed pitcher, going to start it out for Washington County tonight. So Washington County in a must-win game one here if they want to force the game two, as they fell last night 9-4 to Bryan Harvey. So if we play that second game, we're going to have that live for you here as well. As the throw goes down to second base, so we're almost ready for action here, and leading it off for Bryan Harvey is going to be number 11. Right-handed batter. Just have first initials and last names on the Bryan Harvey lineup. So this is M. Scott for Bryan Harvey. So Bryan Harvey's lineup pretty similar to what they had last night when they started this out. Jumped on Washington County pretty quick in the first three innings there. Washington County settled down, though, after that and made the game interesting at the end, but come up a little short. So Scott a step in. Foster's up on the mound and set, and first pitch is on its way, and it's swung on and missed for strike one. So Foster, left-handed pitcher, working out of the stretch. The 0-1 pitch is on its way. That's going to be in there for strike two. So Foster ahead there on Scott for Bryan Harvey as he leads it off here in the top half of the first inning. So the 0-2 pitch is on its way. This is swung on, hit over towards shortstop. Shortstop's going to field it. Long throw over to first, not in time, as Scott is able to beat that out for an infield single. So ball hit kind of in the hole back there. Shortstop makes a good play, and the hole comes up. Long throw over there to first base, just not in time. So infield single there for Scott to lead it off for Bryan Harvey. It's going to bring up number 3, T. Spence. So Spence also step in from the right-hand side. Runner over at first base, and nobody out. Runner's on the move. Pitches in there for a strike. No throw down there by the catcher. A stolen base for Scott as he moves into second base. So Spence steps back in there. 0-1 count on him. So Parker's going to come set. 0-1 delivery's on its way. This is swung on, hit high down the left field line, but that's drifting foul. It's going to be out of play down the left field side. So long fly ball down the left field side, out of play. Probably had home run distance on that, just foul by about 20 feet or so. So count no balls and two strikes. So 0-2 pitch on its way, going to be up high for ball one. Takes the count out to one ball and two strikes. Bryan Harvey has a leadoff man on board. Infield single, stole second. He's over at second base, nobody out. 1-2 pitch is on its way to Spence, and that's going to be just off the outside part of the plate for ball two. So off-speed pitch there just kind of stays out on the outer part of the plate a little bit. Going to even up the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. So Parker comes set. 2-2 pitch on its way. Swung on and missed for strike three. So Spence will go down on strikes for out number one. He's going to bring up to bat number five, Jay Newland. So Newland steps in with one out, runner over at second base. Just underway here in the top half of the first inning. No score. So Parker's pitch is on its way. That's fouled right back into the screen for strike one. So counting no balls and one strike on Newland. So Parker working out of the stretch. He'll check that runner at second. 0-1 pitch is on its way. This is also fouled off the catcher's mask. They'll count a run out to no balls and two strikes. So 0-2 count on Newland. One out. Runner over at second base. O2 pitch on its way. This is hit deep out to left field, and that ball is gone. So home run for Newland for Brian Harvey. He's going to get the scoring started for them. Long line drive over the left field fence for a 2-run home run. So Brian Harvey jumps out for the early 2-0 lead. So just left a pitch up and in there, and Newland was waiting on it, and he turned on that, hit it down the left field line, stayed fair by about 10 feet down that foul pole. So that clears the bases. 2-run home run for Newland's going to bring up to bat number 00, L. Vaughn. So Vaughn will step in. One out in the inning. First pitch coming is going to be fastball up for ball one. Foster Parker on the mound for Washington County. Left-handed pitcher versus the right-handed batter. 1-0 pitch is on its way. Off-speed pitch going to miss down low. So it takes the count out to 2 balls and no strikes. So Vaughn steps back in there. Parker comes set. 2-0 pitch is on its way. This is swung on and missed for strike one. Pitch on the inside corner, and Vaughn unable to come up with it there. Takes the count out to 2 balls and 1 strike. So Parker set, 2-1 pitch on its way. This is swung on, hit out to right field. Right fielder settling underneath it. Makes the catch for out number two. So two outs in the inning. He's going to bring up to bat shortstop number 35, M. Willis. Willis a step in from the left-hand side of the plate, so left-handed batter versus the left-handed pitcher, Parker. Nobody on, two outs. Brian Harvey with the early 2-0 lead here in the top half of the first inning. First pitch is on its way, and Willis will foul this one into the net off to the third base side. Take the count out to no ball, one strike. So Willis back in the box. Parker's getting a sign from his catcher. 0-1 pitch on its way. Going to be off the outside part of the plate for ball one. Even up the count at 1 ball and 1 strike. So Parker back up on the mound. Getting a sign from his catcher. 1-1 pitch on its way. This is swung on and hit down the right field line foul. Push the count out to 1 ball and 2 strikes. So Willis back in there. Parker looks in, gets his sign. Comes set. 1-2 pitch on its way. It's going to be swung on and missed. Catcher drops it, so we'll have to complete the play to first. And he makes that play, so strikeout for Willis is out in number three in the inning. But for Brian Harvey, they're able to score two runs. So after a half inning of play, it's Brian Harvey 2, Washington County coming to bat. We'll be back after a word from our sponsor.
Hey, All-Star fans, I'm Blaine Baker.
And I'm Mace Ayler.
And I'm Mac Ayler, and we are honored to play ball for Washington County.
And we are proud to say our smile is big thanks to Altman Dentistry.
Located at 1306 South Bluebelt Road in Brenham, Texas.
Dr. Mike Altman.
And Dr. Rob Knowles.
Help keep your teeth strong and your smile game day ready.
Thanks, Altman Dentistry, for supporting Washington County All-Stars and helping us shine and on the field.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. And for more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham wishes to congratulate the Washington County All-Star teams currently competing in the Little League sectional tournament.
Attention baseball and softball fans. Brenham National Bank would like to congratulate all of the players representing Washington County as All-Stars this season. Good luck to all on your All-Star tournaments. Play hard, have fun, and make memories that will last a lifetime. From all of us at Brenham National Bank, congratulations, All-Star teams. We're proud to cheer you on every step of the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank.
And welcome back to Midtown Park over here as Washington County with a 2-0 deficit as they come to bat here in the bottom half of the first inning. So Brian Harvey able to get a home run in the top half of the first. So leading it off for Washington County is going to be number 8, Jake Church. So Church will step in here against Myatt, who pitched a little bit in last night's game. So first pitch on its way to Church is going to be catches the outside corner for strike one. So 0-1 pitch on its way to Church. That's going to be in there for strike two. So Church down 0-2 here. 0-2 pitch on its way. This swung on and fouled off to the right side out of play. Church, a right-handed batter facing the right-handed pitcher, Myatt. Myatt's 0-2 pitch is on its way. That's going to be off the outside part of the plate for ball one. So that'll take the count out to 1-2. So Church back in there, 1-2 pitch on its way. This is fouled off of the catcher back behind us. So count stays 1-2. So Church leadoff batter here for Washington County in the bottom half of the first inning. 1-2 pitch is on its way to Church. That's going to be outside for ball two. So even up the count, 2-2. So 2-2 pitch on its way. That's down low for ball three. So Church started out 0-2, then worked the count back full here as we're 3-2. Leadoff batter for Washington County, bottom half of the first inning. Next pitch swung on and missed. Strike three, so Church goes down on strikes for out number one for Washington County. It's going to bring up to bat number 43, Foster Parker. So Parker steps in from the right-hand side. First pitch is on its way. It's going to be a curveball that's going to miss on the inside corner for ball one. So 1-0 pitch coming now. Going to catch the outside part of the plate for strike one. So that'll even at the count. 1-1. Myatt's 1-1 pitch is going to be outside for ball two. So So two ball, one strike count on Foster Parker. Pitch on its way, fouled back into the screen. Evens up the count. Two balls and two strikes. So 2-2 count, one out, nobody on for Washington County. Just underway. We're in the bottom half of the first inning. Washington County trails it 2-0. 2-2 pitch is swung on and missed for strike three. So Foster Parker goes down on strikes. That's going to bring up to bat Parker Adams. So Adams steps in from the right side. First pitch on its way. That's in there for a strike. So 0-1 pitch coming from Myatt now. Swung on and missed by Adams. So Adams down. No ball, two strike. 0-2 pitch on its way. It's going to go way outside. Catcher not even able to get a glove on that one as it goes straight back to the backstop. 1-2 pitch on its way. Swung on, fouled into the screen. Count will stay one ball, two strike. Parker Adams steps back in. 1-2 pitch on its way. This is swung on and fouled into the net over to the right. So Adams up there battling. Myatt's 1-2 pitch on its way, and that's going to be swung on and missed for strike three. And that'll do it for Washington County here in the bottom half of the first. So no runs, no hits, nobody left on base. Your score at the end of one complete inning. It's Brian Harvey 2, Washington County 0, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank. If you're looking for a local lender that's Texas grown and customer owned, look no further. The Texas Farm Credit Brenham office, located on Highway 290 East in Brenham, specializes in flexible financing for agriculture, agribusiness, real estate, and more. We also offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock. Serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Lavaca, and Waller counties, we're here to support your farm operations and rural home purchases. Let our Brenham lending experts find the perfect services for your needs. Visit us today.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of the Brenham community and proud of the area youth. They support the local youth in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They send their thanks to the managers, coaches, Little League board, and parents of Washington County for their time and support during the All-Star season. Collier Construction congratulates the All-Stars and wishes them good luck in their upcoming games.
Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's By and By at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenient convenience store.
And welcome back out here to Bryan, Texas, Midtown Park, as we are getting set for top of the second inning action for you as we get ready for play here. Foster Parker on the mound for Washington County. He finished up his warm-up tosses here. Leading it off for Brian Harvey is going to be third baseman number 27, L. Wallace, as he'll be the first batter of the inning as Foster gets his last. And on my lineup card, it's Parker Adams and Foster Parker right next to each other. So you kind of get the two mixed up a little bit. So just bear with me if I mix these up here. But Foster Parker on the mound. Finishes up his warm-up tosses as Castillo shoots it down to second base. So we're ready to go here in the top half of the second inning. So Wallace, a stiff in, right-handed batter, is going to face the left-handed pitcher, Parker. So when we're all set, ready to go here. So first pitch is on its way, and that's going to be up high for ball one. So one ball, no strike count on Wallace as he faces Foster Parker. Top half of the second inning, Brian Harvey leading it 2-0. Pitch on its way, swung on and missed for strike one. Evens the count at one ball, one strike. So Wallace steps back in. Parker working out of the stretch. 1-1 pitch on its way, down low in the dirt for ball two. As we have a cloud that moves over, which is really refreshing here. Get a little relief from that sunshine that's bearing down on us. So 2-1 pitch coming. This is swung on, hit out to center field. Center fielder's coming in. It's going to fall right in front of him. So leadoff single for Wallace as he'll be over at first base. Going to bring up to bat number two, E. Myatt. So Brian Harvey with the leadoff man aboard. Just a little bloop single out there into shallow center field. Falls in front of the center fielder, so base runner aboard. So first pitch is on its way. That's going to be down low for a ball. So Foster Parker on the mound for Washington County. Checks on that runner at first base. 1-0 pitch on its way. This is swung on, popped up. It's going to be popped foul right behind us here. Hits the stands. Even the count up at one ball and one strike. So Parker gets a sign from his catcher. He'll throw over to first base. Diving back in there is Wallace. So Foster Parker, being a left-handed pitcher, probably able to keep those runners a little bit closer over there at first base. It'll pitch on its way, and that's going to be just up for a ball. So I'll take the count out to two balls and one strike. So 2-1 pitch on its way. That's going to be down low for ball three. So push the count out to three balls and one strike. So Parker comes set. Pitch on its way in there. Outside corner for strike two. So that'll take the count out 3-2 now. A runner over at first base for Brian Harvey. Nobody out. We're in the top half of the second inning. So Parker comes set. He checks that runner over there. 3-2 pitch on its way. This is swung on, hit out to center field. Center fielder coming in. Is going to drop in front of him. Going to bounce by him. And this is going to scoot to the fence. Cut off out there by the left fielder. Throw coming into the shortstop. Here comes the throw to home plate, and he is out at home plate. So nice throw out there from center fielder into Jake Church at shortstop. Shortstop relays it home. Out at home plate is Wallace for out number one. So nice play for Washington County out there. Going over to second base on the throw will be Myatt. So he'll pull in up at second base, but great defensive play there by Washington County to cut a run down at the plate. Brings up the bat number eight, L. Pritchard for Brian Harvey, and he swings and misses at the first pitch for strike one. So 0-1 pitch now on its way, swung on and fouled back. Count quickly, no balls and two strikes. So Pritchard back in there. 0-2 count. Parker comes set. Checks a runner at second. 0-2 pitch on its way. Curveball just missed on the outside part of the plate. So count now goes to one ball, two strikes. So 1-2 pitch on its way now. Swung on and missed for strike three. So Pritchard to go down on strikes for out number two in the inning. Going to bring up the bat for Brian Harvey, B. Kingsbury. So he'll step in with two outs, runner over at second base. Brian Harvey leads it here 2-0 in the top half of the second inning. So So Parker's pitch swung on as it's fouled into the screen for strike one. And we got time called by the Brian Harvey coach as we'll have a courtesy runner here for the catcher, which should be the last out, which would be Pritchard, and that is correct as Pritchard comes out of the dugout and he'll hit over to second base, be the courtesy runner for the Brian Harvey catcher. And we're all set, back ready for action. The 0-1 pitch is on its way. This is swung on, hit right back up the middle. Nice play out there by second base. Knocks it down. Throws over to first, but it's going to get away from the first baseman. So Pritchard will come around third, and he'll score for Brian Harvey. And holding up over at first base will be Kingsbury. So Kingsbury reaching on the error over there at first base. That's going to bring up the bat for Brian Harvey, number one, N. Salazar. So Salazar steps in from the right-hand side of the plate. First pitch is on its way. He swings and misses for strike one. So with that run, Brian Harvey extends their lead here in the bottom half of the second inning. 3-0 now they lead it. So 0-1 pitch on its way to Salazar. A little tapper hit over to third base. Third baseman's going to come up with it. Throws on the first base for the third out of the inning, and that'll do it for Brian Harvey. But they're able to score one run on two hits. And your score after an inning and a half of play, it's Brian Harvey 3, Washington County 0, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsor.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woods & Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way, with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woods & Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
Tilghman Construction, your hometown builder since 1956, has earned a reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. Celebrating 70 years of providing quality service to the community, trust their experienced team to get the job done your way. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tilghman Construction. Visit online at Tilghman Homes. To make your building visions come to life.
And welcome back to Midtown Park as we start play here in the bottom half of the second inning. Leading it off for Washington County is going to be catcher Ronald Castillo. He'll step in here from the right-hand side of the plate. Washington County trails it 3-0 as they come to bat here in the bottom half of the second inning. So Castillo in the box. First pitch on its way. Going to be off the outside part of the plate for ball one. So 1-0 pitch coming now. That's going to catch the inside part for a strike. Even this up the count at 1-1. One pitch coming. Swung on and missed for strike two. Count now 1-2 on Castillo, leadoff batter here for Washington County in the bottom half of the second. That next pitch is going to be way outside for ball two. So count evens up at 2-2. So 2-2 pitch coming to Castillo. He fouls that right back into the screen here. So count stays at 2-2. Castillo, he'll step out and step back in, taps the plate. 2-2 pitch on its way, swung on and fouled over the third base dugout, out of play. Count remains 2 balls and 2 strikes on Castillo. So 2-2 pitch on its way up high for ball 3. So 3-ball, 2-strike count now. 3-2 pitch coming, swung on. This is fouled again, out of play, into the net. Count a hold at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Castillo back in there. 3-2 pitch coming. That's going to be down low for ball 4. So Castillo draw the leadoff walk for Washington County. Going to bring up to bat number 17, Cooper Krennic. So Krennic steps in from the right-hand side of the plate. Pickoff move over there at first base. Not in time as Castillo back in there slides underneath the tag. Pitches in there for a strike. Evens up the count at 1-ball and 1-strike. So pitcher is ready. 1-1 pitch on its way. Krennic will take that one on the inside part of the plate for strike 2. So count 1-ball and 2 strikes now. Runner over at first base. Nobody out. Bottom half of the second inning. Pitch on its way, runner on the move. Throw by the catcher is going to be off to the shortstop side of the bag. As Castillo sides hit first into the base. So Castillo moves up to second base on the stolen base count. Evens up on Cooper Krennic. So 2-2 pitch on its way. This is swung on, a little tapper over to third base. Third baseman's going to come up with Fields. Throws on over to first base for the out. On the play, Castillo moves over to third base. So Krennic out for out number 1 on the 5-3 putout. Going to bring up to bat for Washington County number 44, Wyatt Schramm. First pitch to Schramm is outside for a ball. Next pitch in there for a strike. So count 1-ball, 1-strike. 1-1 pitch on its way. Swung on and missed for strike 2. Count goes to 1-ball and 2-strikes. 1-2 pitch on its way. Little tapper over to first base. First baseman's going to come up with it. He'll step on the bag, but scoring on that fielder's choice will be Castillo. So first run of the game for Washington County. Cut the Brian Harvey lead to 3-1. So stepping up for Washington County is going to be number 8, Parsons. So first pitch on its way to Parsons, going to be outside for a ball. So 1-0 pitch on its way to Parsons, going to be outside again for ball 2. So that'll run the count to 2 balls and no strikes. Pitch is up high for a ball. So quickly 3-0 to Parsons. Pitch on its way outside, ball 4. So Parsons will draw a walk for Washington County. He'll head on over to first base. Going to bring up the bat number 12, Reese Mahalik. So Mahalik steps in from the right side. Parsons over at first base gets his lead over there. First pitch to Mahalik. Going to be inside for a ball. So 1-0 pitch drops in there for a strike. Going to even up the count at one ball and one strike. Snap throw over to first base. Sliding back safely over there is Brody Parsons. So count evened up, 1-1, two outs. Runner over at first, 1-1 pitch. Going to catch the outside part of the plate for strike two. So count goes to one ball and two strikes. 1-2 pitch on its way. Swung on and missed by Mahalik. So that'll be strike three. Three outs for Washington County, but they do score a run as Washington County cuts the lead to 3-1. So after two innings of play, it's Brian Harvey 3, Washington County 1, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Saturday mornings at the ballpark, team pictures, extra innings, post-game ice cream. Those are the moments kids remember. And you can keep making memories long after the final out with a family getaway to Nicholson Lake Road RV Park in Chapel Hill. Peaceful, family-friendly, and the perfect place to unwind. The season may only last a few months, but family memories last forever. Make your next getaway to Nicholson Lake Road RV Park, proud sponsor of tonight's Little League game.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park invites you to support the Washington County All-Star teams this summer by attending their tournaments. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with the Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Washington County All-Stars! Here's wishing you a great season from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park Project.
Attention baseball and softball fans, Brenham National Bank would like to congratulate all of the players representing Washington County as All-Stars this season. Good luck to all on your All-Star tournaments. Play hard, have fun, and make memories that will last a lifetime. From all of us at Brenham National Bank, congratulations All-Star teams. We're proud to cheer you on every step of the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank.
And welcome back over here to Bryan, Texas, Midtown Park, Washington County Little League 50-70 baseball action coming at you. Washington County trails it early on here, 3-1 as we start play here in the top half of the third inning. So leading it off for Brian Harvey, they'll be back up to the top of their lineup with M. Scott. He had a single his first time up to bat. On the mound yet for Washington County is Foster Parker. So Parker at 37 pitches right now. So I'm sure after Washington County, Mahalik probably used up his pitches last night. Kingston Frankie started for Washington County last night. Went the first couple innings and actually didn't make it out of the first inning as Mahalik relieved him. On the mound now, Foster Parker comes set. He's ready. First pitch of the third inning is on its way, and that's going to be up and away for ball one. So Scott a step back in there. Parker comes set. 1-0 pitch is on its way. Going to be in there called strike one right on the outside corner. So he evens up the count. One ball, one strike. So Parker's 1-1 delivery is going to be outside for ball two. So count goes to two balls and one strike. So 2-1 count on the leadoff batter here. Top half of the third inning for Brian Harvey. And that pitch is going to be down low for a ball. Takes the count out to three balls and one strike. So Parker's 3-1 pitch on its way. It's going to be in there called strike two. So He'll push the count out full. Three balls and two strikes now. So 3-2 pitch coming from Parker. Going to be down low for ball four. The leadoff walk here for Brian Harvey in the top half of the third inning is going to bring up to bat T. Spence. Spence was a strikeout victim his first time up. He'll step in there from the right-hand side of the plate. Runner gets his lead over there at first. Parker will check in him. Runner's on the move. Swung on and missed by Spence. As Scott will slide, hit first in there, safely at second base. So stolen base for Scott. Count goes to no balls and one strikes on Spence. So Parker looks in. He gets a sign from Castillo. Checks on his runner at second. Pitch on its way. Going to be inside for ball one. So count evens up, one ball, one strike. Parker set. And his 1-1 pitch is on its way. Going to be off the outside part of the plate for ball two. So count goes out to two balls and one strike now. So Parker working out of the stretch, checking on the runner at second base. Going to pick off a Tim. They've got the runner picked off. They'll throw over to third, but sliding in safely will be Scott. Has a nice pickoff move out there by Foster Parker. Tosses it over to the second baseman. Second baseman threw it over to third, but Scott able to slide underneath the tag over there at third base. So count still 2-2. 2-2 pitch on its way. That's fouled into the screen. So count moves out to three balls and, correction, stays at two balls and two strikes. Runner over at third base. Nobody out for Brian Harvey. So Parker comes set. That 2-2 pitch on its way. Going to be dropped by the catcher. Going to get away. And coming in to score is going to be Scott. Scott will cross over to plate, bring home run number four for Brian Harvey here in the top half of the third inning. So count now full on Spence. Three-two pitch on its way, swung on and missed for strike three. So that'll be out number one for Brian Harvey here in the inning. It's going to bring up to bat left fielder Jay Newland. Newland had a two-run home run his first time up to bat. So Newland will step in. First pitch on its way. Curveball floats in there for a strike one. So no ball, one strike count, one out. Brian Harvey with a 4-1 lead here in the top half of the third inning. 0-1 pitch on its way. Curveball swung at and missed for strike two. Newland way out in front on that pitch. So Foster Parker comes set. 0-2 pitch on its way. Swung on and missed for strike three. That'll be out number two in the inning. Going to bring up to bat 00 L. Vaughn. So Vaughn steps in, flat out to right field his first time up. So first pitch is on its way, swung on and missed for strike one. So no ball, one strike count on Vaughn. Parker comes set. 0-1 pitch on its way. Going to be outside for ball one. Kind of even up at one ball, one strike. Two outs in the inning. Washington County trailing it here, top of the third, 4-1. pitch is on its way. This is hit down the third baseline, foul. Push the count out to one ball and two strikes on Vaughn. The left fielder runs over there, throws the ball back into play, and we're all set, ready to go. Vaughn steps back in. Parker comes set, and 1-2 pitch. Going to be outside for ball two. So count even up at two balls and two strikes. So 2-2 count on Vaughn. Brian Harvey's got one run here in the top half of the third. 2-2 pitch on its way. Going to catch the outside corner for strike three, for out number three. Brian Harvey able to score one run on no hits. Nobody left on base. Your score at the end of 2.5 innings of play. It's Brian Harvey 4, Washington County 1. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Summertime is color time. This summer, why not spend your time off with a home improvement project? You can use this time to try one of the most popular DIY projects, painting. And you can find your favorite color with one of America's most popular paints, Benjamin Moore. The Paint Warehouse in Brenham, 1802 South Market Street. Follow them on Facebook at Paint Warehouse or visit their website, thepaintw.com. That's the PaintW.com.
Looking to buy? Wanting to sell? Hody Real Estate is here to serve the needs of Central Texas and beyond, with office locations in downtown Brenham, Round Top, and Belleville. Visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 979-836-8532 to speak with an agent. They have local experience with a global reach. Get the most exposure for your listings and list with the leaders here at Hody Real Estate. Hody Real Estate wishes all of the Washington County Little League teams good luck during All-Stars.
In a world where banks are bought, sold, and renamed, one thing still matters: who you trust with your banking needs. At Citizens State Bank, our name hasn't changed, and neither has our commitment to our community. Local people, local decisions, real relationships. We've been your hometown bank for over 100 years, and we're not going anywhere. Citizens State Bank, proudly serving our community since 1925. Visit csbtx.bank to learn more.
And welcome back to Midtown Park as Washington County trails it here as we start playing the bottom half of the third inning. Brian Harvey on top, 4-1. Are your kids playing in a real Little League? Little League is the world's largest and most respected youth sports program, with nearly 2.4 million children and more than 1 million volunteers in dozens of countries around the world. Little League includes baseball and softball programs for kids ages 4 to 16. There's the Challenger Division program for kids with physical and mental challenges too. For those adults interested in starting a genuine Little League in your area, assistance is available from Little League International in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. For more information on Little League, visit the Little League website at www.littleleague.org. So stepping up for Washington County here to start it off in the bottom half of the third inning is Brody Service. And he'll take outside for a ball. Next pitch, Service swings away and misses. So count's going to go two balls and one strike. So 2-1 pitch on its way, catches the outside corner for a strike. It's going to even it up at two balls and two strikes. So 2-2 pitch on its way, down for a ball. So count goes full. So 3-2 pitch on its way, swung on. This is popped over to the first base side. First baseman giving chase, and that's going to fall in between the right fielder and the first baseman for a foul ball. So count stays three balls and two strikes. So everybody reset to their positions. 3-2 pitch on its way. This is swung on, another foul over to the right side, this time out of play. So count stays three balls and two strikes. The 3-2 pitch on its way, swung on and missed for strike three. A service would be a strikeout victim for out number one. Going to bring up to bat for Washington County number 99, Elijah Fuller. So Fuller will step in from the right-hand side of the plate, takes inside for ball one. So 1-0 pitch on its way, way outside this time. Two balls and no strikes to count on Fuller. So coach tosses in an extra ball to the umpire over here. We're all set, ready for action. 2-0 pitch is going to push Fuller off the plate. Count goes to three balls and no strikes. So 3-0 pitch on its way, going to be in there, called strike one. So pushes the count to three balls and one strike. 3-1 pitch right down the middle for strike two. Count fills up 3-2. 3-2 pitch on its way. Going to catch the outside part of the plate for strike three. So out number two. Going to bring up to bat for Washington County number three, Edward Cross. So Cross, a left-handed batter, steps in facing the right-handed pitcher, Myatt. And first base coach is going to call a timeout, have a little visit with Cross. Conference over with. We're all set, ready for some action. So Cross will step back in there. Might come set. Cross squares around the bunt. Pitch sails way outside for ball one. The 1-0 pitch on its way. Cross again squares around the bunt. This time catches the outside corner for strike one. The 1-1 pitch on its way. Squares around the bunt. Offers at it and comes up empty. The count now one ball and two strikes. The Might comes set. 1-2 pitch on its way. Outside for ball two. So count evens up, two balls and two strikes. So 2-2 pitch on its way. Going to be up and away for ball three. Cross thought he was out there, was hit it back to the dugout. Umpire says, come on back over here, you're still here. So 3-2 pitch on its way to Cross. Going to be outside for ball four. So Cross will work a two-out walk. Heads on over to first base. Gonna take us back to the top of the lineup for Washington County. And coach over here checking on pitch count with his pitcher. Like he's at 64 pitches according to the scoreboard out there. Let's see if we're going to have a pitching change out here or if he's going to leave him in. Yeah, we're going to stick with him. So back to the top of the lineup, Washington County goes to Jake Church. So Church steps in. Runner over at first base, two outs. First pitch on its way, going to be up for ball one. Church steps back in. Myatt checks on the runner, Cross over at first. He'll snap throw over there. He's going to hit Cross right in the back. Doesn't roll away far enough for Cross to advance. Hear a couple parents shouting from the stands, don't rub it, but that got a sting a little bit as he took the brunt of that right in the small of the back. ball back in play. Pitcher back up on the rubber. 1-0 pitch on its way to Church. Going to be in there for a strike. So evens up the count. One ball, one strike. So 1-1 pitch on its way to Church. Going to catch the outside part of the plate for a strike two. So count one ball, two strikes, two outs, runner over at first. 1-2 pitch on its way. Going to be off the outside part of the plate. Count evens up, two balls and two strikes. Wyatt comes set, 2-2 pitch on its way. Swung on, hit out to right field. That's going to be in there. That's going to roll all the way to the wall. Coming around third base will be Cross. He's going to score. Church around second base. He's hit it to third. Here comes the throw to third, and that will get him at third. But Cross will score for Washington County. As Church will get credit for a double, gets thrown out over at third base, though. Don't know we're going to say safe here. So it must have been a drop ball. Initial call by the umpire out there was out. So Church will be safe over there. So triple then for Jake Church there.
Number three, he's going to pitcher.
And with that triple, we're going to have a pitching change for Brian Harvey. And with that pitching change, we'll send it back to the studios for a word from our sponsor.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept designs, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Little League All-Stars. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the youth during the Little League All-Star Games.
Since 1980, K&H Portable Toilets has been bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to this area's county festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves in superior service to the community. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Remember, the job's not finished till the paperwork is done. Go Washington County All-Stars.
Tilghman Construction, your hometown builder since 1956, has earned a reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. Celebrating 70 years of providing quality service to the community, trust their experienced team to get the job done your way. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tilghman Construction. Visit online at Tilghman Homes. To make your building visions come to life.
And welcome back out here to Midtown Park as pitching change for Brian Harvey as Spence has come on relief and stepping in as the first batter for Washington County. Against him will be Foster Parker, and he takes a ball inside for ball one. Washington County scoring one run here on a triple by Jake Church. So one ball, no strike pitch. It's going to be down low for ball two. So two outs. Church over there at third base. 2-0 count on Foster Parker. 2-0 pitch is going to find the zone for strike one. The count goes to two balls and one strike now on Foster Parker. 2-1 pitch is going to be in there for strike two. That's going to even up the count at two balls and two strikes. 2-2 pitch on its way inside for ball three. So count goes full. So Spence's 3-2 pitch called strike three. Dropped by the catcher, but he'll pick it up and tag him out. So out number three for Washington County, but Washington County able to score one run in the bottom half of the third. And your score after three innings of play, it's Washington County trailing it 4-2. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Every little leaguer dreams of rounding the bases and making it home. And just like baseball, some of life's greatest memories happen there. Family dinners, backyard games, and cheering each other on. When you're ready to build a home where those moments last a lifetime, choose Redstone Custom Homes. The best runs end at home, and so do the best days. Redstone Custom Homes, built on faith, built on vision, built for you. Call Redstone Custom Builders today.
Mr. Windshield and Brenham is a proud supporter of the Washington County All-Stars. As a business in the Washington County area, Mr. Windshield prides themselves on giving the community the best service at the greatest prices. They can fix any repair from a small chip in your window to quickly replacing your complete windshield or window. For all your auto glass needs, call them today or visit them online at MrWindshieldInc.com. The Mr. Windshield crew would like to wish the Washington County All-Stars and coaches good luck.
Washington County students, while you're working hard on the field, on the court, and in the classroom, Blinn College is here to support your next step. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible students can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support in their first year after high school. No financial need required. Use it for academic courses, workforce training, or online classes. Stay close to home and start strong at Blinn College. Learn more and apply at blinn.edu/scholarships.
And welcome back out here to Midtown Park in Bryan, Texas. We've got Washington County Little League 50-70 baseball action. So currently Brian Harvey leads it 4-2 here as we start play in the top half of the fourth inning. So Foster Parker still on the mound for Washington County. He'll be facing Willis for Brian Harvey. Willis, his first time up, was a strikeout victim. So left-handed batter versus left-handed pitcher to lead it off here in the top half of the fourth. So Parker comes set. First pitch is on its way. Going to be down low for ball one. So Willis steps back in. Parker comes set. 1-0 pitch is on its way. Going to be down and in for ball two. So two balls and no strikes on Willis. Leadoff batter for Brian Harvey in the top half of the fourth. 2-0 pitch is on its way. That's going to be down and away for ball three. Parker comes set, 3-0 pitch on its way. It's going to bounce up there for ball four. So Willis will have the leadoff walk to start it off for Brian Harvey in the top of the fourth. Brings up the bat, number 27, L. Wallace, and this is going to get a visit from the Washington County coaching staff as they come out and talk to Parker on the mound as a foul ball from the other field comes flying in by us over here. So a little bit of conference on the mound, just settle Parker down a little bit, a little frustrated on some of those closer calls on the balls that were called in there. So umpires hit it out there to break up the conference on the mound and get things back underway. Everybody's hit it back to their respective spots, and we're about ready to start actioning up again. So Willis over there at first base, nobody out, top half of the fourth inning. Stepping in the bat is Wallace. He got a single his first time up. First pitch coming, catches the outside corner for strike one. Wallace will step out, steps back in. Parker gets his sign from his catcher, checks on the runner over at first base. Going to throw over to first. Back easily is Willis. So Wallace back in the box. Runner over at first takes his lead. Parker, check on him over there. Runner on the move. Swung and missed by Wallace. Trying to get away from the catcher. So moving up to second base will be Willis for Brian Harvey. Count's going to go to no balls and two strikes on Wallace. So runner at second base for Brian Harvey. Nobody out. Top half of the fourth inning. Brian Harvey leads it 4-2. And the 0-2 pitch swung on and missed for strike three. So that's out number one. Going to bring up to bat E. Myatt. Myatt, the starting pitcher for Brian Harvey. Pitched into the bottom half of the third inning. First pitch on the way to him is going to be down low for ball one. So Parker back up on the rubber, comes set, checks on the runner out at second base. 1-0 pitch is on its way. Going to be swung on a little tapper. Back to the pitcher. Pitcher's going to field it. He'll throw over to first base for the out. Moving up on the play will be Willis over to third base, but two outs in the inning now. Going to bring up to bat for Brian Harvey, L. Pritchard. He was a strikeout victim his first time up to bat. So Pritchard steps in from the right-hand side of the plate. Parker comes set. First pitch on its way. Going to be swung on. This is a little blooper. Shortstop drifting back. And Churchill makes the catch for out number three. So that'll do it for Brian Harvey here in the top half of the fourth. No runs, no hits, one runner left on base. Your score at the end of four and a half. It's Brian Harvey 4, Washington County 2. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Step up to the plate with summer flavor at Whataburger. After the big all-star game, families can swing by for fresh, made-to-order burgers, crispy fries, and ice-cold drinks that hit it out of the park. From post-game team meals to late-night cravings after practice, Whataburger is the perfect stop for players, parents, and fans alike. Whether celebrating a win or shaking off a tough inning, they're serving up hometown favorites all season long. Visit your local Whataburger today and make every game day taste like a championship victory.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock and limestone base. They have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Call 979-530-5476. That's 530-5476. BVR Materials wish all the Little League All-Stars good luck this season.
If you're having faulty wiring issues or plumbing problems that are damaging your home, don't wait around for them to get worse. Call Miller Electric and Plumbing for a professional safety inspection today. From electrical upgrades to plumbing repairs, Miller ensures your home is safe, efficient, and up to code. Protect your family and your investment. Visit MOELLERTX.com. That's Miller Electric and Plumbing, where experience meets reliability. Miller Electric and Plumbing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County Little League All-Stars.
And welcome back out here to Midtown Park as we start play here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Washington County trailing at 4-2. Leading it off for Washington County is going to be Parker Adams, and he takes the first pitch in there for strike one. The 0-1 pitch on its way, going to be down low in the dirt. Evens up the count at one ball, one strike. The 1-1 pitch is hit over to first base. First baseman's going to go to a knee, take the steps over to first base for out number one. So Adams down on the ground out to first base. Going to bring up to bat for Washington County catcher Ronald Castillo. Castillo steps in with one out, nobody on base. He'll bat from the right-hand side plate. First pitch is on its way to Castillo. That's an off-speed pitch that's going to float in there for strike one. So Castillo behind the 0-1 pitch is swung on. This is hit over to shortstop. Shortstop up with it. He'll throw on to first base for out number two. So two outs now. Going to bring up to bat Cooper Krennic for Washington County. So Krennic will step in with nobody on, two outs. Washington County trailing it 4-2 here in the bottom of the fourth. First pitch to Krennic is going to be up for ball one. So 1-0 pitch is on its way to Krennic. That's in there for a strike. Count evens up, one ball, one strike. So Spence working quickly. 1-1 pitch swung on and fouled out of play to the right side. So count now one ball, two strikes on Cooper Krennic. So 1-2 pitch is on its way. It's going to be a curveball that's going to break off the outside part of the plate for ball two. So it pushes the count out to two balls and two strikes. So 2-2 pitch on its way. This is swung on, hit over to the second baseman. Second baseman up with it. He'll flip on to first base for out number three, and that'll do it for Washington County here in the bottom of the fourth. So no runs, no hits, nobody left on base. Your score at the end of four. It's Washington County trailing it 4-2, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsor.
Washington Animal Clinic, quality veterinary medicine and surgery for large and small animals, supports the youth of Washington County. Washington Animal Clinic is especially proud of the Washington County Little League All-Stars and their coaches. Good luck to all of the All-Stars out there from Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North in Brenham. Keep your pets and livestock happy and healthy. Visit Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North, or call 836-4531 to make your appointment.
Summer's here, and you know what that means. It's All-Star season. Before you travel to the games, stop in at Guadalajara Restaurant in Brenham and enjoy your favorite Mexican entree. Or eat the delicious buffet every weekday during lunch and Friday and Saturday in the evening. Having a team get-together to celebrate your wins? Bring your Little League team to Guadalajara and use a private dining room. The next time you're craving Mexican food, head to Guadalajara at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham.
You didn't like nerds in high school.
Nerds!
You didn't want to know a nerd throughout your college years.
Nerds!
Now you're working, socializing, and being entertained online. Uh-oh, now you need a nerd.
Nerds?
What is a nerd?
The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham can fix your virus.
Are all nerds as good as you?
And welcome back out here to Midtown Park as we start play here in the top half of the fifth inning. Leading it off for Brian Harvey is going to be Kingsbury, and he swings and misses at the first pitch for strike one. So Foster Parker still on the mound for Washington County. So Parker, the one pitch is swung on. This is going to be hit over to the shortstop. Shortstop's up with it. Throws up high to first base. So hit it down to second base is going to be Kingsbury. We're going to have a play out there, and not in time as he's going to slide in safely over there at second base. So Kingsbury on the error. Going to bring up to bat number one, Noah Salazar. Salazar's first pitch takes it outside for ball one. Salazar probably a little difficult to pitch to. Not a very big fellow out there. If I had to guess, probably the youngest player on the field. So Salazar back in there. 1-0 pitch on its way. That's going to be in there for a strike. Count evens up at one ball, one strike. Runner out at second base gets his lead. Parker's going to check on him. 1-1 pitch coming to Salazar is going to be outside for ball two. Push the count out to two balls and one strike. 2-1 pitch is going to be get away from the catcher. Could be a play down here at third base. Here's the throw and safely slides in behind the tag. It's Kingsbury. So Salazar takes up and away for ball three. Ball got away, bounced right back to the catcher. He makes a good throw down there to third base, but Kingsbury just slides outside the tag. So Washington County coach is going to come out and ask the home plate umpire if he can get some help over there at third base with the call. But and we're going to have a little conversation over there at third base as they're going to talk it over out there. And umpire is going to explain to coach exactly what happened over there. We're all set, ready back for some action. So 3-1 count on Salazar. Runner over at third base. Nobody out for Brian Harvey. We're in the top half of the fifth inning. Brian Harvey leads it 4-2 over Washington County. So 3-1 pitch just is swung on. A little blooper. Church is going to make the catch over at shortstop for out number one. That's going to take it back to the top of the lineup for Brian Harvey as number 11, M. Scott's going to step in. He's had a single and a base on balls. His first two times up. So runner over at third base, one out. So Parker comes set. First pitch coming. It's going to be down low for a ball. Parker up to 76 pitches on the night. So he'll come set again. Checks in. 1-0 delivery on its way. That's going to be in there for a strike. That'll even up the count at one ball, one strike. So Parker working out of the stretch, comes set, checks the runner over at third. 1-1 pitch is on its way. It's going to be in there, called strike two. A count now, one ball, two strikes, one out, runner over at third base. Brian Harvey with the 4-2 lead. We're in the top half of the fifth inning. The 1-2 pitch going to be in there, called strike three on the curveball. So out number two. Going to bring up the bat number three, T. Spence. So Spence will step in from the right side. Two outs now. Runner still over at third base. Parker's first pitch is on its way. Going to be fastball up high for ball one. One ball, no strike count. Two outs, runner over at third base. Parker comes set. Pitch on its way, swung on, hit foul down the third baseline. Even the count, one ball, one strike. So Parker's got a sign from the catcher. Come set, 1-1 pitch on its way. This is swung on and fouled over to the right side off the net. Count now goes to one ball and two strikes. Parker's 1-2 pitch is on its way. Curveball is going to drop in there for strike three, and that'll do it for Brian Harvey here in the top half of the fifth as they strand a runner over at third base, and your score remains Brian Harvey 4, Washington County 2, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsor.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohheim Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today or visit our website at wellmaninsurance.com for the location nearest you.
Thrivent is the proud sponsor of the Washington County Little League All-Stars. At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. Let us work with you to create a financial approach that reflects your priorities and helps you protect the things that matter to you, like family and giving back. Call us at 979-836-0693 for an appointment today.
This 4th of July, fire up the grill and celebrate in true Texas style with H-E-B. From juicy hand-cut steaks and fresh produce to ice-cold drinks and patriotic desserts, H-E-B has everything you need for an unforgettable Independence Day. Stock up on picnic essentials, festive decorations, and all your favorite H-E-B brand must-haves. Whether you're hosting a backyard barbecue or heading to the lake, make Brenham H-E-B your one-stop shop for your 4th of July fun. Happy Independence Day from your neighborhood H-E-B. Here, everything's better.
And welcome back as we start play here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Leading it off for Washington County is number 44, Wyatt Schramm. And he takes the first pitch on the outside corner for a strike. Next pitch on its way down low in the dirt for a ball. So a little bit of distinct difference in how the both pitchers operate. Parker a little more methodical for Washington County. Spence quick to the rubber and throws it in there. And that pitch is swung on and missed for strike two. So count's going to go one ball and two strikes. So Spence right back up on the rubber. 1-2 pitch on its way. Swung on and missed for strike three. So Schramm will go down on strikes for out number one here in the bottom half of the fifth inning for Washington County. He's going to bring up to bat number eight, Brody Parsons. So Parsons will step in from the right-hand side. First pitch is going to be outside for a ball. So Parsons drew a walk his first time up. 1-0 pitch on the way. He's going to be down low in the dirt. Bounces back to the screen. Count moves out to two balls and no strikes on Parsons. So Spence back up on the rubber. 2-0 pitch is on its way. That's going to be up high for ball three. Three balls and no strikes. So 3-0 pitch coming. Up high, ball four. So four-pitch walk for Brody Parsons. He'll hit on down to first base. Going to bring up to bat for Washington County, number 12, Reese Mahalik. Parsons will get his lead over there at first. First pitch on its way to Mahalik. It's going to be inside for a ball. So 1-0 pitch coming to Mahalik. That one's going to be in there for a strike. Snap throw down to first. First baseman lucky to knock that one down as it almost gets by him. So count even up at one ball, one strike. Spence is set. He'll check the runner. He'll snap throw over to first. Not in time as Parsons dives back in there. So Spence set. 1-0 pitch is hit over to second base. He'll flip it over to second for one. Throw back to first. Not in time. And we're... So looks like Mahalik made a move toward second base as he was running around back there, but I never saw him cross over the line there. Let's see what the call is going to be here by the umpire. And they will call that as out number three, as Mahalik did make a move toward first to from first base to second base on the overthrow. But the umpires are going to get together. So we'll hold it right here while the umpires get together and discuss this one real quick. So Parsons definitely out over at second base on the 4-6 put out for out number two. And then on the throwback, there was a misplay over at first base. And Mahalik, as he passed down the line, made a turn to go toward second. Never crossed over the line, but they're going to go, because he made the move toward second base, they indeed are going to call him out. So that'll be the third out of the inning for Washington County. So no runs for Washington County here in the bottom half of the fifth. And your score at the end of five, it's Brian Harvey 4, Washington County 2. And we'll be back after 60 seconds from our sponsors.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Our American dream is ice cream. Red, White, and Bluebell is our strawberry ice cream loaded with strawberries, alongside creamy vanilla and blueberry ice cream with real blueberries. A full half gallon of Red, White, and Blue ice cream. Feel free to celebrate.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at all Walmart Supercenters.
And welcome back out here to Midtown Park here in Bryan, Texas, as we're getting ready for the top of the sixth inning, as Brian Harvey's going to be leading it off with number five, Jay Newland's going to step in there. He's on the pitcher's mound right now for Brian Harvey. Going to be facing Foster Parker, still working out there for Washington County. Parker started the game, still in there. We're in the top half of the sixth inning. Washington County trails it 4-2 here in the top half of the sixth. So first pitch is on its way to Newland. That's going to catch the outside corner for strike one. So no balls and one strike count on Newland. Leadoff batter for Brian Harvey here in the top half of the sixth inning. So 0-1 pitch swung on. This is hit deep out to center field. Going back is the center field. That's off the top of the wall. Center fielder's going to pick it up quickly. We'll have a play at second, and sliding in safely will be Newland. So Newland with a line drive that goes off the top of the fence in center field. He'll slide in for a leadoff double out there at second base. That's going to bring up to bat for Brian Harvey, number 00, L. Vaughn. And we're going to have a little conversation out here between the umpires here. We'll see what this is all about. So a little conference as we get set here. We're in the top half of the sixth inning, and everything's good to go as Newland's safe over at second base. So I'm not sure what the appeal was there by Washington County. So stepping in now for Brian Harvey is going to be L. Vaughn. So Vaughn will step in from the right side of the plate. Runner at second base. Nobody out. So Parker checks on that runner. First pitch is going to be outside for ball one. So one ball, no strike count. Parker comes set. He'll check on the runner out at second base. Long look out there. Batter asks for time. Umpire does not give it, so Parker with the pitch is going to go outside for ball two. So count now. Two balls and no strikes. And next pitch is up high for a ball. So count now. Three balls and no strikes. Leadoff batter reached on a double for Brian Harvey in the top of the sixth. Vaughn with the 3-0 count is going to take that one in there for a strike. So that'll push the count out to 3-1. So Parker comes set, 3-1 pitch on its way. Swung on and fouled into the screen to the right side. Going to push the count out full, 3-2. So 3-2 count on Vaughn. Nobody out. Runner over at second base. Parker's 3-2 pitch swung on. This is hit down the left field line. Let's see if it stays fair. It's going to drop in there fair. So coming around third base will be Newland. And he'll score. Sliding into second base with the double will be Vaughn. So Brian Harvey scores a run here to start it off in the top half of the sixth inning. Pushes that lead out to 5-2. It's going to bring up the bat now number 35, Willis. And Washington County is going to call time here. Going to come out and talk to the pitcher. And looks like, I'm not sure if we're going to have a pitching change. Looks like Foster Parker is going to stay in the game out there. Quick little visit there from the coach. And we'll reset everybody as we're set back for action here. We're in the top half of the sixth inning. Nobody out. Washington County trails it 5-2. So runner on the move at second base. No throw down there to third as he's going to steal that easily. So runner over at third base now. Nobody out for Brian Harvey. No ball, 1-1 count on Willis. 0-1 pitch is on its way. It's going to be down low for a ball. Count evens up. 1-1. So Parker, he'll come set. 1-1 pitch, swung on, this hit over to second base. Second baseman's going to knock it down over there. He'll throw on to first base for the out. Coming home on the play will be Vaughn from third base on the ground out. Willis grounds out for the first out of the inning. Gets credit for the RBI on the fielder's choice. And time now is going to be called by Castillo. He's going to walk out to the mound. Have a few words with Foster Parker. Brian Harvey pushing their lead out now to 6-2. One out, nobody on here in the top half of the sixth inning. Umpire's going to end the mound visit. Everybody will come back and reset. Up to bat now for Brian Harvey. He's going to be third baseman Wallace. First pitch from Parker is going to be down low inside for ball one. So 1-0 count. Parker comes set. 1-0 pitch on its way. Going to be down for ball two. Going to take the count out to 2-0. So 2-0 pitch from Parker is going to be in there for a strike. Count moves now, 2-1, 1-out, nobody on. Top half of the sixth inning, Washington County trailing at 6-2. Off-speed pitch is going to float in there for a strike. We're going to even up the count, 2-2. So Parker comes set. 2-2 pitch is on its way. Going to be swung on. Little tapper is going to be off of Parker's glove. Church unable to come up with it. So reaching first base is going to be Wallace. And that's going to bring a mound visit, and I believe we're going to get a pitching change. And we are going to get a pitching change. So with that pitching change, we'll send it back to the studio for 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank. If you're looking for a local lender that's Texas-grown and customer-owned, look no further. The Texas Farm Credit Brenham office, located on Highway 290 East in Brenham, specializes in flexible financing for agriculture, agribusiness, real estate, and more. We also offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock. Serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Lavaca, and Waller counties, we're here to support your farm operations and rural home purchases. Let our Brenham lending experts find the perfect services for your needs. Visit us today.
Seidel Schrader congratulates the members of the Washington County All-Star Teams. As a trusted advisor to the Brazos Valley since 1967, Seidel Schrader provides tax planning and preparation, assurance, and valuation services. And they are honored to be recognized again as a regional leader by Accounting Today. Seidel Schrader is committed to serve and elevate their clients, communities, and team. Seidel Schrader recognizes the hard work and dedication of these athletes and wishes the Washington County All-Stars good luck in their tournaments.
And welcome back out here to Midtown Park, Washington County Little League 50-70 baseball action going on for you as Washington County taking on Brian Harvey tonight. Currently, we're in the top half of the sixth inning. Brian Harvey has a 6-2 lead. Washington County changing pitchers as Foster Parker pitched the entire game so far for Washington County. Did an excellent job. Only gives up a few runs. He's going to be relieved now by Brody Parsons, as Parsons will come in, right-handed pitcher. He's going to come in with a runner over at first base. One out in the inning. And he'll be facing Myatt from Brian Harvey. Myatt tonight, he's 1-for-2. Had a single back in the second inning and grounded back to the pitcher's mound in the fourth inning. So Myatt will step in, runner over at first base. One out. So Parsons comes set. First pitch on its way. Swung on. This is hit out to shallow center field. Right fielder cutting over. And it's going to fall in between the right fielder, center fielder, and second baseman. So that'll drop in for a Texas League single there. So moving over to second base is going to be Wallace. Safe over there at first is Myatt. He's going to bring up to bat Pritchard. Pritchard's 0-for-2 tonight. He struck out. Flew out to the shortstop. So runners over at first and second base. One out for Washington County. So Parsons comes set, checks his runners. Pitch is on its way. This is swung on and fouled back into the screen. Counting no balls and one strikes on Pritchard. So Parsons comes set again. He'll check on his runners. 0-1 pitch on its way. Swung on. This is a base hit between third and shortstop out in the left field, and they'll hold the runner up there at third base. So base is loaded now for Brian Harvey. That's going to bring up to bat Kingsbury. Kingsbury's reached base twice tonight, got on safely on errors both times. So Washington County will bring the infield in here. Only one out in the inning. Bases are loaded. Pitch is on its way. That's going to be outside for a ball. So Parsons back up on the rubber. He'll look into Castillo, get his sign. 1-0 pitch on its way. He's going to get by Castillo. Runner from first takes off. Doesn't realize the runner at second still there. They'll try and throw over to first, and they're going to miss the tag, and scoring on that play is going to be Wallace from over at third base. Well, now on the throwback to the pitcher, the ball gets away, and so moving up to second base will be Pritchard. So runners now at second and third for Brian Harvey. His runner over at first base took off on the drop ball by Castillo. He takes off towards second, realized nobody else was moving, tries to hit back. Washington County throws it over there, and he's able to slide around a tag, and in all that process, the runner from third base comes home and scores. So that's going to push the lead for Brian Harvey out to 7-2 now. So Castillo's going to go out and talk to Parsons on the mound, settle him down a little bit. Not much he can do about that. So Kingsbury will step back in with a two-ball, no-strike count. So Parsons will come set. He'll check on the runner. Pitch is on its way. That's inside for a ball. So count now 3 balls and no strikes. So 3-0 pitch on its way. Going to be in there for a strike. Count now goes to 3-1. So Parsons 3-1 pitch is going to be in there for strike two. Pushes the count out to 3 balls and 2 strikes. And swung on and missed for strike three. And that is only 2 outs, and everybody's running off the field. The umpire's checking with the official score. So, yeah, 2 outs. I know I had it right in my book over here. They're checking with the score there. So, yeah, only 2 outs. Yeah, so I had Willis with a ground out to second base and Kingsbury with the strikeout was the second out of the inning. So that's going to bring up Noah Salazar for Brian Harvey. He'll step in here. First pitch on its way is outside corner fastball for strike one. So Parsons ahead of Salazar here. No balls and one strike. 2 outs, 2 runners on. Swung on and missed by Salazar for strike two. So 0-2 pitch from Parsons. Curveball is going to miss outside for ball one. So 1-2 pitch going to be taken right down the middle for strike three. So that'll do it for Brian Harvey here in the top half of the sixth inning. But they are able to score 3 runs. And your score at the end of 5.5, it's Brian Harvey 7, Washington County 2. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Whether you're building a new home, buying a new home, or needing insurance for your current home, Dominant Associates in Brenham can help you save money. Dominant Associates, your local Germania agent, offers many discounts on homeowners insurance to help lower your premium, like discounts for a new home, being claims free, for central burglar and fire alarms, and having companion auto and life insurance, or a liability umbrella policy. To save money on your homeowners insurance, call Dominant Associates, your trusted local Germania agent in Brenham, at 836-4241.
Washington County students, while you're working hard on the field, on the court, and in the classroom, Blinn College is here to support your next step. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible students can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support in their first year after high school. No financial need required. Use it for academic courses, workforce training, or online classes. Stay close to home and start strong at Blinn College. Learn more and apply at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Hey. And welcome back out here to Midtown Park in Bryan, Texas, as we're starting the bottom half of the sixth inning. Leading it off for Washington County is going to be Brody Service. He'll step in. Washington County trails it 7-2 here as we start playing the bottom half of the sixth inning. So first pitch on its way, going to be in there for a strike. So 0-1 count on Service. Pitcher's going to come set. 0-1 pitch is going to be way inside for a ball as Service backs out of there. So count evens up at 1-1. 1-1 pitch on its way, way up high for a ball, too. So 2-1. 2-1 pitch coming. Going to be down and in for ball 3. So 3-1 pitch now is going to be up high, ball 4. So leadoff walk for Brody Service to start it off for Washington County here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. He's going to bring up to bat number 99, Elijah Fuller. So Fuller a step in from the right-hand side of the plate. Runner over at first base. Nobody out. First pitch on its way. Going to catch the inside corner for strike 1. Spence will come set. 0-1 pitch on its way. Fuller's going to swing at this and foul it back into the screen. Count's going to move out to no balls and 2 strikes on Fuller. A leadoff man aboard over at first base for Washington County. In the top half of the, bottom half of the sixth inning, Washington County trailed at 7-2. Pitch on its way. It's going to be a little blooper out into left field. It's going to fall in front of the left fielder for a base hit. So Fuller with a single. So Washington County's got some action going on here in bottom half of the sixth inning. 2 runners on now. Nobody out. It's going to bring up to bat Edward Cross for Washington County. So Cross will step in from the left-hand side of the plate. First pitch, he's going to square around the bunt. He'll take that one outside for ball 1. So 1-0, no strike count. 1-0 pitch, going to square around the bunt. This time it's going to get away from the catcher. It's going to send both runners up a base. So runners at second and third base now for Washington County. Nobody out. Cross dips back in there. Runners over at second and third now. Pitch on its way. Going to be catch that outside corner for a strike. So Spence comes set. Checks on his runner over there. Pitch on the way to Cross. Swung on and missed for strike 3. So Cross will go down on strikes for out number 1. And take us back to the top of the lineup to Jake Church. Church with a big RBI triple his last time up to bat. So he'll step in. Runners in scoring position at second and third base. 1 out. First pitch swing. He's going to hit this one out to right field. Right fielder's coming in. He'll make the play. No tag over there at third base. So Church will fly out to the right fielder. That'll be out number 2. Going to bring up the bat for Washington County, Foster Parker. So Parker will step in. Runners still at second and third base for Washington County. 2 outs now. So Parker, big, tall, right-handed batter. First pitch on its way, going to be in there for a strike. The pitcher comes set, 0-1 pitch on its way to Parker. It's going to be down in the dirt, blocked there by the catcher. It's going to even up the count, 1-1. So Pitcher looks in, gets a sign, comes set. 1-1 pitch is on its way. This is swung on and missed for strike two. The count goes out to 1-2. So 1-2 pitch swung on and missed for strike three, and that'll do it for Washington County here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. So Washington County has strand two runners out there. They don't get any runs in your score at the end of six complete innings of play. It's Brian Harvey 7, Washington County 2, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Schleider Furniture and Mattress Company has been helping local families find the perfect seat for generations. From cheering in the bleachers to relaxing together after the game, comfort is where memories are made. Visit Schleider's in downtown Burnham for quality furniture, trusted brands, and hometown service you can count on. The only thing better than a great seat at the ballpark is a great seat at home. Tonight's Little League game is brought to you by Schleider Furniture and Mattress.
Conjuratile Incorporated at 1004th North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Conjuratile has been owned and operated by the Conjura family since 1967, and they are avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Conjuratile congratulate the Washington County boys and girls for making the Little League All-Star teams and wish them luck during the tournaments this summer. Conjuratile thanks all the coaches, parents, and Little League Association for making this experience possible for our young people. Go Washington County!
And we're back out here at Midtown Park, Bryan, Texas, Washington County Little League 50-70 baseball action as we're going to start play here in the top half of the seventh inning. Washington County's trailing at 7-2 as we get underway here. Brian Harvey, the visiting team, will lead it off here in the top half of the seventh inning. They're back at the top of their lineup, so Washington County needs to try and hold this in check here. Come back in, get the bats going, and try and cut into that lead as we're do or die seventh inning now. Brody Parsons on the mound for Washington County. He's finishing up his warm-up tosses out there. So sun finally starting to set over here as we've been out in the blazing sun all afternoon over here. And I'm sure I've got a little bit of redness going on, suntan. So last warm-up pitch there for Parsons as Castillo sends it down to second base, and we're ready to get underway here in the top half of the seventh inning. So leading it off for Brian Harvey is going to be Scott. He's had a single, base on balls, and struck out. So he'll step in. First pitch from Brody Parsons. He squares around a bunt, and he'll foul that one back into the screen. So Parsons ahead, no balls and one strike. The 1-1 pitch squares around a bunt again. He'll pull the bat back. Pitch sails outside. Count evens up, 1-1. The 1-1 pitch is on its way. Going to be in there for strike two. So count now, 1-2. So Parsons 1-2 is going to bounce up there for ball two. Count goes to 2-2. So leadoff batter for Brian Harvey here in the top half of the seventh. 2-2 pitch on its way. Going to be in there. Called strike three. So Scott goes down on strikes for out number one. He's going to bring up to bat number three, T. Spence, for Brian Harvey. Spence has struck out all three times up tonight. So he steps in here against Brody Parsons. First pitch, fastball up for ball one. So one out, nobody on. 1-0 pitch on its way. This is swung on and hit up in the air. First baseman's going to give it a look. It's going to fall just over the screen, out of play down by the first base dugout. So count even up at 1-1. 1-1 pitch on its way. That's going to be in there, outside corner for strike two. So 1-2 pitch from Parsons is the swung on. Popped up. Shortstop Church settles underneath it. Makes the catch for out number two. Well, that's going to bring up to bat number five, Jay Newland. So Newland opened up the game for Brian Harvey with a two-run home run. He struck out back in the fourth inning. Had an RBI double his last time up to bat. So Newland steps in, nobody on, two outs. First pitch from Parsons going to sail outside for ball one. So Parsons set the 1-0 pitch on its way outside again for ball two. Count now two balls and no strikes on Newland. Nobody on, two outs. We're in the top half of the seventh inning. Washington County trails it 7-2. 2-0 pitch on its way. Going to be just down and off the outside part of the plate for ball three. The count moves out. Three balls and no strikes. Parson quickly back up on the rubber. He'll come set. 3-0 pitch going to be outside for ball four. So two out walk for Newland as he'll head on down to first base. Going to bring up to bat number 00, L. Vaughn. So Vaughn flew out to right field his first time up, struck out back in the fourth, had a double back in the sixth. Part of a three-run sixth inning for Brian Harvey. Runner on the move. Castillo's throw down to second base is not in time, as Newland will slide in there with the stolen base. So runner over at second base, two outs. And Castillo's going to step out and go talk to the pitcher. Out there talking with the pitcher, and coach is going to come out of the dugout and have a little conference out there. And as we have that conference, are your kids playing in a real Little League? Little League is the world's largest and most respected youth sports program, with nearly 2.4 million children and more than 1 million volunteers in dozens of countries around the world. Little League includes baseball and softball programs for kids ages 4 to 16. There's the Challenger Division program for kids with physical and mental challenges too. For those adults interested in starting a genuine Little League in your area, assistance is available from Little League International in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. For more information on Little League, visit the Little League website at www.littleleague.org. So mound conference over with. So Castillo worked his way back to home plate here. Coach heads back to the dugout. Vaughn's going to step back in with a one ball, no strike count. So Parsons comes set. Vaughn's going to call time. He'll step out. He'll get back in the box. So Parsons looks in, gets his sign. Pitch on the way, squares around the bunt. Runner's on the move to third, and he'll slide in without a throw. So stolen base there for Newland. So runner over at third base for Brian Harvey. Two outs in the inning. So Parsons pitches on its way. Just swung on, hit over to shortstop. Shortstop's up with it. He'll throw on to first base for the out. So nice play over there at shortstop by Jake Church. That's out number three for Brian Harvey. So no runs for Brian Harvey here in the top half of the seventh. And your score remains Brian Harvey 7, Washington County 2. And we'll be back after 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Howdy, folks. Boo Christensen here with Hody Real Estate at 112 West Main in Brenham. Look forward to serving all your real estate needs, including residential, farm and ranch, and commercial. Hody Real Estate will get your property the maximum exposure, and of course, I will give you the ultimate service that you've come to expect in your real estate transactions. Stop by Hody Real Estate on Main Street in downtown Brenham, or give me a call at 979-277-8426.
Attention baseball and softball fans, Brenham National Bank would like to congratulate all of the players representing Washington County as All-Stars this season. Good luck to all on your All-Star tournaments. Play hard, have fun, and make memories that will last a lifetime. From all of us at Brenham National Bank, congratulations, All-Star teams. We're proud to cheer you on every step of the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank.
And welcome back out here to Midtown Park as we're in the bottom of the seventh inning. It's do or die time for Washington County now as they trail it 7-2 as we head here into the bottom of the seventh. Washington County in a pretty good spot in their lineup. They'll have the 3, 4, and 5 batters up for Washington County. So see if we can put some runs on the board. Washington County wants to push this to a game two. Going to have to score at least 5 runs to tie this up here. So we'll see how this goes as leading it off for Washington County is going to be Parker Adams. So Adams, he'll step in. He's 0-for-2 on the night. And Spence is finishing up his warm-up tosses for Brian Harvey. So what's started out as a very warm day has turned into a nice, comfortable evening as the sun has finally made it down behind those trees over there. And throw goes down to second base, and we're all set, ready to start action here in the bottom of the seventh. Washington County needs base runners, needs to score a couple of runs if they want to keep their season alive here as we start this at bat. So leading it off, Parker Adams, first pitch on its way, down low for a ball. So Adams ahead, one ball, no strikes. Leadoff batter for Washington County in the bottom of the seventh. 1-0 pitch going to sail outside for ball two. Count goes out to 2 balls and no strikes. 2-0 pitch is up high for ball three. So 3-0 now on Parker Adams. Rio pitch on its way, going to be on the outside part of the plate for strike one. So count moves out to 3 balls and 1 strike. So 3-1 pitch is going to be up and in for ball four. So Parker Adams will start it off with a base on balls for Washington County. And that's going to bring a visit by the coach. Checks on the pitch count. And he'll head on out to the mound to talk to his pitcher. And looks like we're going to have a meeting of the minds out there with the infield coming in. So coach talking to his players. Going to leave his pitcher in the game. And we're going to break it up and get it all set. Up to bat for Washington County is going to be Ronnie Castillo. So Castillo reached back in the second inning on a base on balls. Grounded out to the shortstop his last at bat. So Castillo steps in from the right side. Runner over at first base, nobody out. First pitch on its way is going to bounce. Adams is going to hit over to second base. Catcher's going to try and make a throw down there, but not in time. So 1 ball, no strike count on Castillo. So runner at second base now. Nobody out for Washington County. Castillo steps back in. 1-0 pitch on its way. Going to be inside for ball two. So that'll push the count out to 2 balls and no strikes. Pitcher set, 2-0 pitch on its way. It's going to get away from the catcher. Going down to third base is going to be Adams, and the throw is going to get away from the third baseman and roll into the dugout. So that's going to score Adams from third base as the ball goes out into the dugout. So that's going to cut into the lead now. Washington County trails it 7-3 now. So Castillo steps back in. 3-ball, no-strike count on Castillo. 3-0 pitch is going to land in there for strike one. So count's going to go out to 3 balls and 1 strike on Castillo. 3-1 is going to be up and in for ball four. So base on balls for Castillo. He'll hit on down to first base. Going to bring up the bat for Washington County, number 17, Cooper Krennic. So Krennic steps in, runner over at first, nobody out. Snap throw over to first, not in time. Castillo slides back in there. Pitcher comes set. Runner's on the move. It's going to be a ball to Krennic. No throw down to second base. So Cooper Krennic with a runner in scoring position now. Castillo with a walking lead, and Spence has got him picked off now. And instead of tossing the ball, he's going to try and run him down himself, and Castillo's going to slide in safely at third base. So runner over at third now, nobody out. So pitcher's going to get his sign, come set. Pitch on the way to Cooper Krennic's going to catch the outside part of the plate for a strike. Going to even up the count at 1-ball, 1-strike. So 1-1 pitch on its way, swung on and fouled back into the net for strike two. So count goes out, 1-ball, 2-strikes. Runner over at third base, nobody out. We're in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Washington County's trailing at 7-3. So 1-2 pitch to Krennic's on his way, swung on and missed for strike three. So that'll be out number one here in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Going to bring up the bat number 44, Wyatt Schramm. So Schramm steps in. Runner over at third. First pitch to Schramm is in there for a strike. So pitcher's going to look in, get his sign. 0-1 pitch is on its way. Swung on and missed for strike two. So Schramm down in the count. 0-balls and 2-strikes. One out, runner over at third base. So 0-2 pitch on its way. Going to miss on the outside part of the plate. Count's going to move out to 1-ball, 2-strikes. A 1-2 pitch is going to be up high for ball two. So Schramm steps back in. Got a 2-2 count. Now he's going to step out and check with his coach. Gonna have a little conference. So Washington County needing base runners. Trying to cut into the 7-3 lead. A do-or-die seventh inning for Washington County. Conference over down there between coach and batter, and we're back ready to go. Coach Ramlin twirled the bat around. He'll step back in there. Count two balls, two strikes. 2-2 pitch on its way. Going to be get away from the catcher. Bounces right back to him, so runner unable to advance. Going to push the count out to 3-2. The pitcher comes set. 3-2 pitch on its way. Going to be down low for 4. That's going to put runners at first and third. Going to bring up the bat for Washington County, Brody Parsons. So Parsons will step in. He's reached on a base on balls. Both times up. So officially 0-0 with 2 walks. It's Parsons. So Schramm gets his lead over at first base. Pitches on its way. Schramm will be on the move down to second. The runners down second and third base for Washington County. One out in the inning. Big opportunity here for Washington County to cut into that Brian Harvey lead. It's a 1-0 pitch on its way to Parsons. That's going to be in there for a strike. Count now 1-1 on Parsons. 1-1 pitch on its way. Swung on. Line drive off of the shortstop's glove. Going to bounce out in the left field. That's going to score 1 run for Washington County. So RBI single there for Brody Parsons. Going to put runners at first and third with 1 out. Scores now 7-4. Brian Harvey with the lead. And we're going to have a timeout as coach is going to come out and have a conference on the mound. So Washington County still threatening here. Only 1 out. Runners at first and third. Only trail it by 3 now. And we're going to have a pitching change. So pitching change coming here for Brian Harvey. So with that pitching change, we'll send it back to the studio for 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. And for more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham wishes to congratulate the Washington County All-Star teams currently competing in the Little League Sectional Tournament.
Whitner Plumbing LLC in Brenham has served this area for over 40 years, specializing in residential, commercial, and industrial plumbing, fixtures, and supplies. They stock Rheem water heaters and Delta and American Standard brand fixtures. For repairs, remodeling, or new construction, your needs will be met at Whitner Plumbing. Call Whitner Plumbing at 836-3700 or stop by their office at 1806 South Market in Brenham. Whitner Plumbing is proud to support the Washington County Little League. License number RMPL9220.
And welcome back out here to Midtown Park as we're in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Washington County trailing it now 7-4. They do have runners at first and third base. Only 1 out. Pitching change now for Brian Harvey as number 27 Vaughn is on the pitch. Make sure I got that name right. I'm sorry, number 27 Wallace on the pitch for Brian Harvey. So as he finishes up his warm-up tosses here, he's going to be facing Reese Mahalik. So Mahalik will step in. Runners at first and third. 1 out. Brian Harvey leads it 7-4. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning. So Mahalik steps in. First pitch on his way. He's going to be down low for a ball. And Parsons will move on up to second base. So runner second and third now for Mahalik. So pitch is on its way. That's going to be down for a ball. So takes it out to two balls and no strikes. And then next pitch is in there for a strike. It takes the count out to 2-1 now. So 2-1 pitch on its way. This is going to be way high for a ball. So count now 3 balls and 1 strike. So 3-1, 2 runners on, 1 out. So 3-1 pitch on its way. Up high, ball 4. It's going to load the bases for Washington County. That puts the tying run on first base for Washington County. Going to bring up the bat for Washington County, Brody Service. Bases loaded, 1 out. Tying run over at first base for Washington County. So first pitch on its way to Service going to be in there for a strike. So pitcher comes set, 0-1 pitch on its way. This is popped up right into the screen. So count, no balls and 2 strikes. Service, he steps back in. At an 0-2 count, bases loaded, 1 out. 0-2 pitch on its way. Swung on this for strike 3. So out number 2 now. He's going to bring up the bat number 99, Elijah Fuller. The bases remain loaded for Washington County. Tying run over at first base. Fuller, first pitch to Fuller is going to be down low for a ball. So 1 ball, no strike count on Fuller. 1-0 pitch on its way, going to be up for ball 2. Two and zero on Elijah Fuller. Bases loaded. 2 outs. Washington County trails it 7-4. Pitch on its way. Going to be in there for a strike. So count now 2 balls and 1 strike on Elijah Fuller. So 2-1 pitch is on its way down low in the dirt for ball 3. We're going to push the count out now. 3 balls and 1 strike. So 3-1 pitch on its way. That's going to be inside for ball 4. So that'll walk in a run for Washington County. Bases remain loaded. Going to bring up the bat for Washington County, Edward Cross. So bases loaded, 2 outs. Washington County trails it 7-5, tying run out there at second base. First pitch on its way to Cross is going to be up for ball 1. So 1 ball, no strike count on Cross. 1-0 pitch on its way. That's going to catch the outside corner for strike 1. So count evens up, 1 ball, 1 strike. So 1-1 pitch is going to same spot outside corner. Count now 1-2. Bases loaded, 2 outs. 1-2 count on cross. 1-2 pitch is on its way. The swing on and miss for strike 3. And that'll do it for Washington County here in the bottom of the 7th. But they make it interesting. And they'll end up losing it tonight 7-5. And we'll be back with post-game after a few words from our sponsors.
There's one word when you think of La Morelos, and that word is fresh. That's because their meat market offers fresh-cut meat to your specifications. They have fresh produce and freshly made Mexican pastries daily. They serve breakfast tacos and lunch plates Monday through Friday. It doesn't get any better or fresher than at La Morelos. Open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. till 9:30 p.m. Visit La Morelos at 1501 South Market in Brenham. The next time you want fresh. La Morelos wishing all the Washington County All-Stars luck on this year's season.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of the Brenham community and proud of the area youth. They support the local youth in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They send their thanks to the managers, coaches, Little League board, and parents of Washington County for their time and support during the All-Star season. Collier Construction congratulates the All-Stars and wishes them good luck in their upcoming games.
Wherever life has taken you, starting a business, buying a home, or managing your money on the go, Citizen State Bank is here for what's next. With modern digital tools, convenient services, and a team that knows you by name, we make banking fit your life. Backed by local people, local decisions, and over 100 years of trust. Learn more at csbtx.bank. Citizen State Bank, here for what's on your horizon. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
And welcome back out here to Midtown Park as Washington County loses a tough one in game number one here today, which is the loser's bracket game for them, essentially, as this was the best 2 out of 3 series. So Washington County loses it 7-5. Made it really interesting there at the end. Washington County loads up the bases at the end, scores a couple runs. Had the tying run on second base, unable to get that run in. So Washington County is going to lose it tonight, 7-5. Congratulations to Brian Harvey as they'll move on to the state tournament game, as only 2 teams are in this sectional tournament. But hats off to Washington County for putting up a good fight tonight, as never died, had good pitching, as the pitchers for Washington County kept throwing strikes, kept them in the game, just couldn't come up with the runs at the end to make it into the next game. So with that, Brian Harvey is your sectional champions over here. And once again, your final score from over here at Midtown Park in Bryan, Texas, it's Brian Harvey 7, Washington County 5. Thanks to Sandy back at the studios for turning all the knobs. This is Stephen Drain over in Bryan, and we will see you later on down the road. Everyone have a good night.
This broadcast of the Washington County Little League All-Star Game was made possible by these sponsors: Dominant Associates, Whitson Lumber Company, Schleider Furniture and Mattress, Blinn College, Hody Real Estate, Bluebell Creamery, Wellman Insurance, BBR Materials, Mr. Windshield, Citizen State Bank, Washington Animal Clinic, Collier Construction, Conjura Tile, Felder's Buy and Buy, Boo Christensen with Hody Real Estate, K&H Portable Toilets, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Computer Helpers, La Morelos Meat Market, Texas Farm Credit, Plan North Architecture, HEB in Brenham, Bilski Water Well Service, Brenham National Bank, Whitner Plumbing, Nicholson Lake Road RV Park, Whataburger in Brenham, Tilleman General Contractor, Seidel Schrader, Miller Electric, The Paint Warehouse, Double D Glass Services, Altman Dentistry, Guadalajara Restaurant, Redstone Custom Homes, and Thrivent Financial Group. Once again, your final score, Washington County 5, Brian Harvey 7. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.